Now, first of all, joining Kat and me to take a look at the science news this week is science journalist Mark Peplow, Laurie Winkless from the National Physical Laboratory, Dan Cleary, deputy news editor for Science Magazine, and Laura Howes from Chemistry World. Thank you all for joining us. It's a very full studio today. Now, Kat, what have you got for us first?
Well, this is, a kind of romantic story. It's to do with babies, well, it's to do with eggs, which are kind of pre-babies, I guess. But it is a sad fact that a woman's egg cells don't last forever, and we do eventually lose our fertility. And women are born with over a million potential egg cells in our own bodies, but only 500 of these turn into mature eggs. And sadly, they're almost all gone by the time a woman reaches her early 50s. But this happens at very different ages for different women, suggesting that there's a hefty genetic component in the mechanisms that drive our biological clocks. And now new research published in Science Translational Medicine this week shows that the age-related decline in the quality and quantity of a woman's eggs may be linked to problems with a vital DNA repair pathway involving a couple of rather infamous genes. That's BRCA1 and BRCA2.
We've talked about those before on the show. They're breast cancer genes, aren't they? So what are they up to in an ovary?
Well, the breast cancer genes, the BRCA genes, normally help cells to repair DNA damage throughout the body, and they're a really powerful way of helping to prevent cancer. And this explains why people with faulty BRCA genes are at a greater risk of breast, ovarian and prostate cancers. But also, as we age, these repair mechanisms get less efficient and damaged cells accumulate. Now, the lead researcher of this work, this is Cutluck Oktay at New York Medical College, noticed that women with faulty BRCA genes coming to his fertility clinic tended to produce fewer egg cells. So he wondered if these repair mechanisms might also be at play in the way that egg cells degrade over time.
So how did they then link that back to the DNA repair?
Well, they started by looking in mouse and human eggs for DNA damage. Specifically, these are the double-stranded breaks that are usually repaired by the BRCA genes. Now, they found that this kind of damage piled up in the egg cells with age, suggesting it's no longer being repaired properly. Now, they then tested whether it was actually the BRCA genes playing a role here by knocking down the levels of the genes using a technique called RNA interference, and they found that there was even more damage than usual. Then they did it the other way round. They engineered mouse egg cells with extra amounts of BRCA1 and found that older eggs with an extra dose of BRCA1 could survive DNA damage just as well as eggs from younger mice.
As always with these experiments, there is then quite a big leap into real women out there in the real world. Do we think it's going to hold up?
Well, to confirm that these findings do hold up, the researchers looked at the ovaries of young women with faults in their BRCA genes. They found that women with faults in BRCA1 had smaller reserves of egg cells in their ovaries, while mice with faulty BRCA1 had smaller litters than genetically normal animals. And although both humans and mice with faulty BRCA2 genes seem to have no fertility problems, the scientists think that the effects of this gene might actually come into play later in life.
So what does that mean for women who talk about their body clock and time running out, people who might be worried that they aren't going to be as fertile as they get a bit older?
Well, it's important to stress that at the moment, the scientists haven't yet directly linked faulty BRCA genes to fertility problems. But this paper has opened up a whole new avenue of research in this area. And once the researchers have pinned down what's going on at a cellular level, they do hope to find ways to slow down age-related loss of fertility.
Thank you very much, Kat. Very interesting story.